What is a pimp to you?
A pimp is a positively inspirational and motivating person. A pimp, okay, so let me ask you something. Why would a woman work for a pimp in your mind?
Money, scared.
No, but why wouldn't she work for herself?
Don't know.
Like, why would a woman work for a pimp as opposed to just do it by herself?
Too scared.
See, that's the thing. Everyone thinks it's fear because they can't think of any other reason why a woman would give her money away. Mm-hmm. Like, so they must be scared of this man. It's absolutely and utterly the complete opposite. This whole idea of pimping as through fear is just movie bullshit, bro. In the industry, they call it gorilla pimping, right? Gorilla pimping is when you scare a girl. How long can you scare a girl into giving you all her money? Years? No, she's going to leave. She's going to run off. She's going to call the police on you. You're going to have trouble. You can't stay out of jail and do that shit. Maybe if you're a crack dealer and she's a crackhead and the very, very bottom of the game, but you're not going to be scaring a nice young 19-year-old with a loving family at home into threatening her to give you all your money. That's just not real, right? So it's never fear. It's the absolute complete opposite of fear. It's safety. They feel safer working for you than they do by themselves. So even with webcam, they'd feel safer working for me than they would by themselves. If a girl's doing it by herself and the computer fucks up, she can't fix it. If the tax man calls, she can't fix it. If she has a bad day online, she starts feeling self-conscious. I got my tits out and nobody paid attention to me. Now I don't want to do this anymore. I'm self-conscious. If she works for me and says I had a bad day online, I'd say, no, that's not your fault. There's a huge football game on. Yeah, it's massive. The whole website's dead. In fact, you did the best. All the other girls did really bad. You did the best. Really? It's all a lie. Complete lie. There's no football game. She didn't do the best. She did shit. But like, yeah, don't worry. Let's have the night off. Let's have a drink. She feels happy. I fixed the problem. You're a problem solver. It's better for her to give away a percentage to not have to worry about all this shit out there in the world. Her job becomes very simple if she works for a man. I just perform X amount of hours. I do what I'm supposed to do. And all the other magic, the money into the bank, all the magic, all the problems, it's all fixed. Oh, this crazy customer found my real Facebook. Don't worry, baby, I'll deal with him. What are you going to do? Don't worry, I'll deal with him. I'll just block him from the website. I won't even do anything. She'll think I went mafia on his ass. It's a game, right? So it's never fear. It's safety. There was never a girl who worked for me who was afraid of me. They felt safe with me. That was the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite of it. And what's really interesting is, this is going to really piss the feminists off, but I'll tell you, it's the truth. It doesn't matter whether a woman wants to be a lawyer or a housemaker or a webcam girl. Unless she has a man directing her, she's going to fuck it up. They're just not built to be completely independent creatures. The women who go, I'm strong and independent. You're working for a man in a company and you're getting fucked by 10 men a month. You're not independent. It's a lie. You're just undesirable. That's what you are. There's no such thing as an independent female. They're all relying on a man to some degree. And if a woman wants to be very, very successful in her life, no matter what it is, whether she wants to be a gymnast or whatever she wants to be, at some point there's a man in charge telling her what to do. If you want to be the best webcam girl in the world, you want to make 50 grand a month, you need a man to make sure you do it right.